Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I saw this series of tweets. They weren't from the last few minutes or anything, but I wanted to pass them along only because they've been retweeted. And this pertains to potentially Bryce Harper in light of the deal that was handed out to Manny Machado. Now, we've been talking about the two in context, right? So this quote came from Matt Gelb, who covers the Phillies. And he sources the quote to Matt Klentak, who is the general manager of the Phillies. Quote, if the reports are true, this contract will exceed our valuation. Sometimes you have to walk away. Now, that could be all smoke and mirrors from the GM of the Phillies. But that quote was referring to the Manny Machado contract, which at the time, when the news broke, there'd been no confirmation. So Matt Gelb covers the Phillies for The Athletic, and he got this quote from the general manager. If the reports are true about Machado, this contract will exceed our valuation. Sometimes you have to walk away. Now remember, the Phillies were one of the last three teams still alive for Machado's services. We don't yet know what they've offered Bryce Harper, but here's what I know. He's got no other offers that are commensurate with what the Padres just gave Machado. So if you're the Phillies, do you cannibalize yourself? Do you actually up your offer just to get him to sign? When you know that he would be stuck otherwise. Bob Nightingale from USA Today, who's been all over the breaking news, joined us the first hour from Arizona. And he said, if not the Phillies, Harper would have to settle for a short-term deal somewhere else because there isn't another team out there willing to give him the type of years and money total that Machado just got from the Padres or that Harper's looking for. So, the plot thickens. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So we're taking your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Send them to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Also send them to our Facebook page. There's a spot pinned to the top of our Facebook page. You're 30 minutes away from Ask Amy Anything here on CBS Sports Radio. The Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio is where I'm sitting right this second. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So a lot of you are sharing your reaction on Twitter or on Facebook, which is great. And we're going to get right back to your phone calls here. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll give you some of the reaction from the Padres camp. So one of their pitchers finding out the news, Eric Hosmer, who's sure to benefit from having Machado in the lineup, as well as the White Sox reaction, which was surprising to me. It was surprising to them. Their reaction was surprising to me. It's clear they believe that Machado was going to sign with them. So that's coming up in a special baseball free agency edition of Bite Me. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Terry is in Toronto. Welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
I listened to you on The Fan, and I actually just discovered your show about 6 months ago.
Cool.
And I have to tell you, you're worth seven figures.
Well, I appreciate that, but that's not reality in radio. But thank you.
Well, whatever. Anyhow. All right. So with regards to Machado, after the crap he pulled in the World Series in last year, you will notice, I take it, that the Dodgers were not in at all on the bidding on this guy?
Well, that's not true. They were in, but they were out early because they weren't going to offer him the kind of money that he was going to get or that he was seeking. So money or years, they weren't going to go as deep. But they were in initially. They did try to offer him a deal and get him to stay.
Okay. Now, the gentleman, I believe it was from Washington, that called that said that about the attendance of the Padre people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid he's wrong. I was listening to MLB earlier yesterday, and there are 13 teams in MLB that had worse attendance figures than the Padres. They drew more than 2 million last year.
Okay.
So,
well, this is sure to boost their attendance, no doubt. I've heard from a few Padres fans on social media, and they're psyched.
Wouldn't doubt it. But you know, what's really funny is that I don't know what school his agent went to, but he must have failed math. Because the 280 that was reported that the Sox were offering, albeit for, 8 years, is a much better money deal than the $300 million that he got from the Padres.
Well, right. So and there were incentives, Terry. So the incentives from the White Sox could have pushed their deal to 320, maybe 325. Those were the reports. The difference is that none of the money was deferred, and all of the money was fully guaranteed from the Padres. So therein lies the big difference, right? He wanted the 10 years for sure, but he also didn't want to have to deal in incentives. He wanted to have the entire $300 million guaranteed, non-deferred.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like
so
they say,
that's
you know,
what mattered to him.
I think that they made a poor choice.
Yeah, I don't think that you're alone in that opinion, Terry.
Okie dokie.
Thank you for your call from Toronto.
And listen, thank you for being a breath of fresh air starting at 2 in the morning. The
Eastern
only
time.
The only thing that I don't like is that here in Toronto, you get cut off at 5:30.
Well, I still keep talking, but they decide that they want their own morning show. It's understandable.
Yes, I know.
It's fine. And you have other options for listening if you ever choose to.
Okie dokie.
All right, Terry. Thank you. JJ is listening in Honolulu. JJ, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way with a lot of the callers on the Manny Machado deal with the Padres. I think the Padres pay too much. And my thing is now, what is the plot ticking for Bryce Harper, I think, because now, does he have any other options besides the Phillies?
Not,
I mean, who else is going to pay him higher than what Manny Machado got?
Right. Not a deal that would be as long for that much money total. There might be a shorter-term deal that would pay him more per season, but not this long-term guaranteed money. So if it's not the Phillies, then it's kind of back to the drawing board.
So do you think he might have, like, shot himself in the foot by not taking that offer with staying with the Nationals or trying to get a deal faster and get that long-term 10-year contract?
Oh, gosh.
Because I know there was a contract, right, with the Nationals for 300, 10 years?
You are right. Before the end of last season, they offered him the same thing that Machado just got, 10 years, $300 million to stay put. So it's going to be really interesting to find out, right? Do the Phillies cave? Do they say, we want him so badly that we'll give him a little more than Machado and we'll make sure it's 10 years? Do we give Scott Boras and Bryce Harper what they want because we desperately want them? Or do they go the opposite way and say, you know what? We've given you our final offer. You can either take it or leave it, knowing that there aren't any other teams out there offering the same. Because the Padres also had an offer to Harper, which obviously they've rescinded that now. They're not offering Harper and Machado both this amount of money. And so Machado taking the Padres deal means that the Phillies are kind of alone on their island when it comes to that length of a contract for that much money.
Right. I mean, that's the interesting part now.
Yes.
Where does Bryce Harper go and for how much and for how long of a contract?
I agree with you.
That's the interesting part I'm just waiting for. I'm just dying to see what happens.
Me too.
For what he's going to get and where he's going to go.
I would agree with that. And I think some of the answers that we've gotten with the Machado situation, for instance, that the White Sox were still in on it, but that he wanted to have more years, all fully guaranteed money. The fact that the Phillies were also still in on Machado until Tuesday morning. How about that? And yeah. So could you imagine if he had accepted Philadelphia? What would that mean for Harper? All of that stuff is fascinating to me.
Yeah, I just think the money is so much, because I watched him in the World Series, mm-hmm. and I thought he would have, you know, proved himself when he got traded to the Dodgers, but he didn't show much in the World Series. I mean, if anybody should get that kind of money, it's somebody like Mookie Betts or J.D. Martinez. I mean, $300 million. I mean, I know I'm just exaggerating because the Red Sox wouldn't pay that much right now for that, but I mean, like I said, the plot thinking for Bryce Harper and where he's going to go. So
yes, it does.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for listening in Honolulu, JJ. Have a great, I guess, is it still for you? It's still your Tuesday evening, right?
Yeah, it's after 11 o'clock.
Right. I love to keep track of all the different time zones. So I hope that you sleep well, JJ.
Will do. Aloha.
All right, aloha to you. Alan is in Toronto. Alan, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Jake. Preller, he's been there since 2014, and he's constantly rebuilding. They were 77 and 85 in the first year. Last year, they were 66 and 98. So, you know, one player's going to make a difference of maybe 5 wins. That's all. You know, he's trying to buy the complete puzzle. Look at the Matt Kemp deal a few years ago. It completely failed. I don't like Eric Hosmer. He hits too many ground balls. So it's
funny. No one hits ground balls anymore in baseball. He's like a dinosaur.
Yeah. And good for Machado. 350 days of sunshine, average temperature of 73 degrees. It's the most perfect place to play, you know, for the weather-wise, you know.
Well, I would say this, though. Machado is from Miami, and while weather is nice and all, the fact is this was one of the reasons why he was reluctant to sign with San Diego. He doesn't want to be so far away from his family, and so he actually was not super excited about being cross-country and 3 hours time difference from his family, and so that was kind of a concern for him. It was one of the reasons why it took so long.
Not a question of his credentials. I can see that. You know, he's a selective hitter. He's got a quick bat. He's got serious pop to all fields, and he's a clutch hitter, too. And defensively, he's got good range and good arm strength, whether he plays second base or shortstop. It's not a question of his credentials.
No, but he's a better defensive third baseman than he is shortstop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll give you that. And, you know, I just don't like 10-year deals. What happens if he gets hit by a bus and all that money goes down the drain? You know, a lot of things can happen in 10 years. You know, I just don't like that at all.
Well, if he gets hit by a bus, then there would be nobody to pay. That's really morbid, Alan.
Okay, sorry about that.
And
Harper, he hasn't been the franchise player as he was promised. Defensively, he's not a standout. I mean, he does have plus range in his arm. And I mean, in right field and has a solid arm, but I think he's overrated compared to Mike Trout. And look at Mike Trout. I mean, this is the best player in baseball, and the Angels have been 80 and 82 the past 3 years. So one player is not going to make that much difference.
He's also been injured a bunch. But I would agree with you that that one player can't win all by himself, but he definitely is an impact player when he's healthy. He's just been injured a lot.
And look at Chris Davis. You see what happened to Chris Davis? He took an abrupt turn into oblivion. He hit 205 last year, not much more than the Mendoza line. So it's, you know, he's. I'm sure they want to show him the money. I mean, give him the money and show him the door. Mm. So that could happen to anybody. So that's why I don't like long-term deals.
Gotcha. All right, Alan, thanks for weighing in from Toronto.
Always great talking to you, Amy. Thank you.
855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Andre on Facebook says it's good for baseball that he signed with a team like the Padres. Andre, I appreciate that breath of fresh air reaction. He says, I didn't want Machado or Harper to go to a team that was already stacked like the Yankees, Boston, Astros, blah, blah, blah. Here's one from a Padres fan, which I do want to hear from more of you who are Padres fans. In fact, we have an affiliate in San Diego. So if you're listening in San Diego or elsewhere, in Southern California, please let us know what you think about this deal. Alan on Facebook says, it's about time my Padres spend some money. No more of this small market excuse they like to throw at us. This move will make Will Myers and Eric Hosmer better at the plate, and the Padres will be a contender in the West for the next 5 years. The fathers are coming! The fathers are coming! I know, I'm in a weird mood. I can't really help it. It's because of the fish. I still smell like a fish. Would you like to know why? I know you would. I'll tell you. When we start Ask Amy Anything, I will tell you why I smell like a fish. So keep your questions coming, though, because that story will not last the entire length of Ask Amy Anything. And so we need your questions on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, pinned to the top of the page, or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Thanks so much for tuning in. Your girl has to write a CBS Sports Minute. It's After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We are fielding your calls and your social media reaction from all over the country. More states than not, which is awesome. We even got a caller from Honolulu. It'd been a while since I'd heard from anyone in Hawaii, so thank you, JJ. Lots of interest around Manny Machado and spinning it forward around Bryce Harper and some of the other big-name free agents who are yet unsigned, even though spring training is underway. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As you can imagine, the reaction in Padres spring training camp was one of euphoria. So Kirby Yates is a pitcher going into his third season with San Diego. He said that he was walking by a TV. He didn't know because he was doing a late bullpen, late workout. He walked by and saw a TV with breaking news that Machado had signed. And then, it's almost like a burying the lead, he saw that it was the Padres. And he let out this yell and he walked out of the field, started telling everyone, we signed Manny Machado. So if nothing else, this gives the clubhouse a major boost. But then think about it from a pitcher's perspective, having to face Machado at the plate.
He's not fun to face. He's difficult out. You know, he doesn't swing and miss. He's hard to, like, get to swing and miss. And he swings a big bat, and he's able to put the barrel on the ball really, really well. And I tell you what, man, you put him in our lineup, and I feel like it makes our lineup pretty good because, you know, he's going to make the other guys around him a little bit better. He's going to make Haas a little bit better. He's going to make Will a little bit better. And all the way through, you know, it takes pressure off everybody else just to put another bit. And he's a big bat. That's some thump right there in the middle of a lineup for us.
I love that from Kirby Yates, only because I've never heard it before. That's some thump in the middle of the lineup for us. Yates on SiriusXM MLB Radio, and he references both Will Myers and Eric Hosmer. Hosmer also reacting. Now, remember, just a year ago, in fact, a year ago to the day, Hosmer had an 8-year, $144 million deal, which at the time was the largest in Padres franchise history. But he doesn't mind giving up that title and that position.
Last year, there were some controversial things and then the postseason and all that. But you know, he's a guy that has edge. And us guys from South Florida, we bring that edge. And, you know, we want to be better than everybody else out there. We want to win more than anybody else out there. So I think that's one of the most important things he's going to bring to this team.
Hosmer referencing the criticism of Machado, not only failing to run out ground balls, but also admitting that he's not a Charlie Hustle who's going to run out ground balls. And that was an interview that he did. He swears it was taken out of context and he was misunderstood. But that got a lot of play in sports radio and sports TV the last few months, maybe going back the last 7 months. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So the reaction from the Padres, as you can imagine, elation. They're excited. Completely the opposite for the Chicago White Sox, who as of Tuesday morning were still in on Machado and even thought privately that they had him. That is according to general manager Rick Hahn.
Trying and falling short isn't sufficient, so I'm going to take the next few hours and to continue to be pretty pissed off about this and certainly look at our offer and say in some elements it's superior. So I don't know what the trigger was. I do not want to say this only comes down to money. I know that we were aggressive and I know our offer was extremely competitive and I know I'm standing here right now disappointed that it didn't get it done.
very pointed comments from Han, and this was in the wake of the Machado news breaking. So this would have been not quite 24 hours ago, but on Tuesday morning. And both he and Kenny Williams from spring training indicating that they thought Machado would be with them. They liked their deal, more money per year, in addition, incentives that could have boosted it well over $300 million. But Machado took the guaranteed money and the $300 million for 10 years with the Padres instead. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I love Jim Bowden. I feel like he brings a lot to the table. And on CBS Sports HQ, he answered the question of who's the big winner in this Machado deal.
Manny Machado got market, 10 years, 300. So, I mean, he won. I mean, the fact is the two markets that are bigger, the White Sox and Phillies, ended up finishing second and third in that order. The White Sox had an eight-year deal on the table. It was a deal that was in the range of $280 million. And the Phillies deal, my understanding, their offer was a little bit less than that as well. Both teams came in at 8 years. And, you know, Manny got 10 from the Padres. So, you know, I think Manny wins because he took the most years and the most guaranteed dollars that was on the table for him. But the Padres also win because they stepped up. They gave the 10 years for a 26-year-old player. And while some of the big markets were upset about year 9 and year 10, I mean, look, Manny's going to be 34 and 35. When this contract is over, he's going to be younger than Robinson Cano.
Leave it to Jim Bowden to make that comparison. It's a good point. Remember, Robinson Cano is one of the other now six players in baseball history who've ever signed contracts worth more than $240 million. And so here we have number six. We had five beforehand. Alex Rodriguez, of course, had two of those deals. Now we add Machado to the list. And if the Phillies are able to rope in Bryce Harper, potentially he could be the seventh on the list. But if you missed it, at the top of this hour, I shared a quote from Matt Klentak, the GM of the Phillies, through Matt Gelb, who covers the Phillies for The Athletic. Quote, if the reports are true about Manny Machado's contract, this contract will exceed our valuation. Sometimes you have to walk away. Ooh, foreboding words. Or it could just be smokescreen to try to throw everybody else off the scent. Although I kind of feel like it's the Phillies alone on their island now if they're going big like the Manny Machado deal. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Excuse me. Thank you so much for your reaction. Ben says, I find it humorous and somewhat telling that Machado passed up the incentive package to make up to $100 million more. And people are surprised. Essentially, he's saying Machado doesn't want to have to put in extra work and extra effort to make the extra money, considering, of course, the criticisms about him not running out ground balls and not wanting to put in the hustle. John on Twitter says San Diego set their franchise back 10 years. James, hope they do better than the Tigers did with Miguel Cabrera. Good luck, San Diego. It is still too much. All right, so, oh, and then there's one more here from Buster. I'd rather wait for Trout. All kinds of reaction, both on Twitter and Facebook, but straight ahead, why I was wrestling with a fish. You can't make this stuff up. It's unfortunate that I can't get rid of the fishy smell. But that's part of Ask Amy Anything. You don't even have to ask me. I'll share that story with you next. And your questions. So the last few minutes you've got to submit them either on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or Facebook.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I promise the fish story. I do smell like fish, and I already told you on Twitter it's because I wrestled with a fish before I came to work. Don't ask me why I left it. Actually, I know why I left it till the last second right before I came to work, because I was dreading it. So I buy fish in bulk. That sounds funny. I buy a full fish, not pieces of fish, okay? So I go to the store, the normal store that I shop at, and I buy a full piece of fish. Now, it just so happened that over the last, let's say, month and a half, instead of selling the fish, I typically buy salmon, though this time I bought trout. But instead of selling the salmon with the skin already off of it. Now I can only buy the fish with the skin on it. No, I do not want to skin the fish. So I did not buy the salmon because it's so frustrating to try to peel that skin off. And I feel like I end up pulling the skin off and leaving a lot of the fish on the skin. So you're throwing it and it smells and my hands get all disgusting, right? So instead I buy trout. It does not say on the package that the skin is on. Wouldn't you know? I get home with the trout, the skin is on. So when it's been 3 days, it's still in my fridge. I've got to do something. I've got to cut it up and put it in the freezer so that it doesn't spoil. But I've been putting it off and putting it off. So I open up the package and I pull this gigantic piece of fish out and I want to cut it up into 5 pieces. And so I do that, except that I guess I had the wrong knife because the knife did not go through the skin. So this is me. Not only am I stabbing the fish to try to get the knife blade through the skin, but then I finally give up and start tearing it. Yeah, that doesn't actually work. Have you ever tried to skin a fish by tearing the skin off? Yeah, it's disgusting. It smells. It got everywhere. It doesn't work. And so by the time I got done, not only had I dropped a couple swear words, both of my hands were completely covered with fish. The fish was all pummeled because I was grabbing it to try to pull the skin off. Why can't the stores sell the fish without the skin? If I wanted to skin the fish myself, I would go fishing. I do love fishing, but I just normally throw the fish back in. I mean, there's got to be some place on earth that sells fish without the skin on. But apparently it's not my grocery store now. So what is it, cheaper to leave the skin on and cause your favorite shopper to become extremely frustrated? So now, no matter what I do, I've washed my hands like 5 or 6 times. I've used essential oil spray. Nope. Still smell like fish. So I wrestled with the fish and I lost. I'm lucky I got any fish in the freezer at all. It's terrible. Chris is just behind the double pane glass shaking his head.
Literally a nightmare.
You know, it was a nightmare. And I chose to do that right before work. I knew I couldn't put it off any longer. So
I would have ran it over with my car.
I should have thought of that.
Or let your cats go to town on
no,
it.
No, it's a waste of money. I paid good money for that fish.
That's true.
Okay, go
on to some more pleasant things,
shall
we?
Thank God.
Arturo asks, and he uses the hashtag AskAmyAnything, which we always love. How would you celebrate if your favorite team won a championship?
Well, that's a good question. You know what? The Celtics won a title, 11 years ago now, and I was working, so that wasn't any fun. I thought it would be cool to go to the parade, but it just didn't work out. Work spoils this kind of stuff. I got to tell you the truth. That's what happens. The Broncos, when the Broncos won the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco a few years ago, same thing. I was on the air within a couple of hours, and by the time you get through that whole Super Bowl Sunday into the show and then get home, feed the zoo, walk the dog, I'm so exhausted that all I wanted to do was go to bed. However, when I woke up on Monday, I took pictures of myself in my favorite Broncos winter hat. So I know I'm so lame, but that was how I celebrated. I've never been to a victory parade, so that is on my bucket list. The next time one of my teams wins something, I would like to go to victory parade. But I'll tell you what, for those of you who want to get into sports media, beware. It spoils your fandom in many ways because it's a privilege to be on the air the night a championship is won, the night a champ is crowned. But if it's your team, you don't get to celebrate unless you work in local markets. I guess that applies to national media, not local.
You get a little leeway. You can have a little fun, no?
Yeah, I'm going to drink alcohol right before I come to work.
No,
beer. I don't even like beer.
On the air, bragging rights, just for that night.
No, I don't feel like that appeals to the country. I save that for my own personal family and friends.
That makes sense. Rashid wants to know, what is your take on professional video game players? Do you consider it a sport or is it more like poker, a competition?
Am I about to lose a bunch of fans here? I do not consider video gaming to be a sport. No, it is definitely a competition. It's an event, but I don't consider it to be a sport. I don't believe that you need to be... Well, let's see. I can't... It's electronic. I mean, sports are supposed to be about your the the athlete, and I, this would apply to the horses, right? In horse racing, it's supposed to be about the being, the athlete, and his skill, and his speed, and his power, and his explosiveness. It's supposed to be about your mind, your brain. Like, I mean, the computer's doing the work.
Hand-eye coordination, I guess, right?
Okay. Shoot, I have no idea. No, I don't consider it to be a sport. Because the athlete, the person is not doing the majority of the work. There's no activity, not a lot of activity that to me kind of defines the sport.
Thumb burning calories don't count.
I mean, that's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with it.
Very simply, Greg asks, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke. Vanilla Coke Zero, to be exact.
That is a great
My
call.
Favorite.
Cherry,
What? Chris and I agree on something? Yes, cherry or Vanilla Coke Zero.
No, Vanilla Coke Zero is my favorite soda.
No, it's my favorite soda.
Not even close. Well, okay. Are we allowed to agree?
I don't think so.
Is the world about to collapse into itself? Is that what's about to happen? Josh wants to know, what are your thoughts on people that go to watch movies, go eat at the bar, or do things by themselves that a couple would normally do?
Just because a couple does them doesn't mean a individual can't do them. So what were the three options? I mean, they're not couples activities just because couples do them.
Right. It was go to the movies, go eat at a bar, or do things by themselves that couples usually
do. In fact, I think more individuals should not be eating at bars by themselves just because it's a recipe for disaster. I've only been to one movie on my own in my life, but I don't go to that many movies. But I wanted to see Star Wars. I wanted to see the Last Jedi a second time. No, it was Rogue One. I'm sorry. I wanted to see Rogue One again, and I didn't have anyone to go with, so I went. And you know what was really cool? The theater had about five other singles who were sitting around me, so it was actually kind of fun. But I go out to eat all the time by myself when I'm on the road. I mean, if you're working and you're on a road trip, well, then, I mean, you either eat or you don't eat. It's one or the other. Yeah, I get that there are lots of activities that are fun to do with other people, but it doesn't mean they're couples activities.
That makes perfect sense.
Do you know for the first time in our American society, there are more single people than married people?
There's a nerd alert.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. For the first time ever, there are more single adults than there are married. So you kind of have to do those things alone, right? If you don't choose to have if you aren't in a relationship.
And how annoying is it if you go to the movies with a buddy and they're sitting there talking to you the whole time?
Oh my gosh. The last time I went to a movie, I scared these teenagers in front of me. So they were probably 14, 15. And you know how dark it is in the theater? And they've got their phones out and they're on their phones and they're right in front of me. It's so bright. And then halfway through the movie, another kid comes down the aisle, sits down. They all pull out their phones again. And I finally was like, yo, I can't see. Can you put those away? And the kids are like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I mean, seriously. Go outside and use your damn phone.
It's an addiction. It really is. Chris wants to know, if you could win a gold medal in any Olympic sport, winter or summer games, which would you choose?
Any Olympic sport, winter or summer games? That's a great question. I feel like I'm totally not the body type for figure skating, so that one's out. But I always thought it was really glamorous. Now it would be more of an athletic sport. So I would say bobsledding or, you know, one of those, like, I feel the need for speed sports would be awesome. So the luge or bobsledding, something like that. I'm big into team sports, though. I like swimming. I'm not a great swimmer. I can swim, but not a fast swimmer, I should say. So I love swimming, but the relays, that's the kind of stuff that I like. So, you know, the 4x100 relay or in the pool, you know, the 4x50 relay, something like that. The Olympics are very often, the focus is on an individual. I prefer the team aspect of sports, so.
One of the most pressure-packed situations you see in the Winter Olympics is the first couple seconds where the person is behind the bobsled pushing it to get it started.
I always wonder if they're in a trip.
Yeah, that's one of the most exhilarating moments of the games, I think, for sure. The kid checks in using hashtag AskAmyAnything.
The kid.
He used the hashtag, so he's getting in.
Okay.
Who is your favorite interview you've ever done and why?
What? How in the world am I supposed to narrow that down to one?
Maybe a few.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to be. You kind of should give me a heads up on this one. I've had some really good ones that I feel like were compelling beyond just being entertaining. So Dominique Moceanu a couple of years ago, when the stories about the sexual abuse in USA Gymnastics were just coming out. So this is long before Larry Nassar was on trial and we had hundreds of young women come forward. Dominique Moceanu was she was open. She was candid. She answered all of my questions. How about Nick Boynton just this past year? I don't know that I've ever done a more honest and painstaking, heartbreaking interview about the effects of repeated hits to the head. That one's on our YouTube channel. Actually, so is Dominique. Just amazing to hear the roller coaster ride that he's been through. By amazing, I don't mean awesome. I just mean I was amazed. He was so willing to talk about it because he said, if I die, I don't want my story to go unknown because I want other people to be able to avoid the effects. Joe Gibbs was a great interview that I did at my previous network. Just Dallas Braden, actually. You guys remember Dallas Braden pitched a perfect game on Mother's Day? I spoke to him a few moments after he got off the field. And the fact that he was so emotional because it was Mother's Day, that was something that was really compelling to me, too. But those are just a few. We've done so much good work here at CBS Sports Radio with our guests that it's hard to narrow it down.
I'm going to try to slip this one in here. Carol wants to know. She says, hi, Amy. And
hi.
The Ask Amy Anything crew, what's your favorite M&M?
Oh, I like the crispy M&Ms. But can I just be honest? There isn't an M&M I do not like. Have we seen the M&M candy bars yet? Remember they were advertised during the Super Bowl? Have you guys seen one yet?
No.
I would like one for my birthday. I'll trade you a Vanilla Coke Zero for an M&M candy bar. But yes, the crispy M&Ms. But you know what happens? They only put a few in the bag. So honestly, I go back and I buy the regular M&Ms because I feel like you get more bang for your buck. That's me being frugal.
Have you ever had the peanut butter M&Ms?
I
have. The peanut. Those are really good.
You create a full bag of orange M&Ms and I'm in. That would be fun. All orange, all variety. Can you get a full bag of M&Ms that has everything? Peanut butter, peanut, plain, crispy. Am I missing any?
Coffee flavored just came out.
They did not.
Yep.
Stop it. I'm supposed to be losing weight, not eating M&Ms. I'm just going to forget you told me that.
Hey, me too.
Oh, thanks so much for your questions on our Facebook page, on Twitter. We've got 1 hour to go in our hump show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.